Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. One of the most anticipated moments of this presidential election campaign is taking place later this evening. President Trump is preparing to debate former Vice President Joe Biden for the first time in the 2020 race. NPR's Sam Greenglass has more.
In the first of three presidential debates this fall, Trump and Biden will share the stage in Cleveland tonight. Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic are hosting the debate. Notre Dame was originally scheduled to host, but the university backed out amid the coronavirus pandemic. Chris Wallace of Fox News will moderate. Beyond the two candidates' records, the questions will focus on the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race, and election integrity. The debate arrives as Trump's taxes are at the center of the news, and the president continues to sow doubts about whether he would commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the election. Two subjects that will almost certainly come up in Cleveland tonight. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett was on Capitol Hill for a day of meetings with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republican lawmakers. It's in preparation for her possible confirmation ahead of the November 3rd election. McConnell said he was glad to welcome Barrett and get the process started, however, he declined to answer questions about whether the judge should recuse herself if legal challenges to the outcome of the race between Trump and Democrat Joe Biden land at the high court. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, it's an uphill fight to battle her confirmation. The setbacks keep piling up in the long-delayed 9/11 case in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A new military court judge has canceled all hearings in the case until next year. As NPR Sasha Pfeiffer reports, the start of the 9/11 trial is now delayed until at least August of 2021.
The trial had been scheduled to begin in January, but the new judge says a delay is necessary due to pandemic travel restrictions and his need to familiarize himself with the case. But even the new start date isn't realistic to many Guantanamo attorneys, including James Cannell, who represents one of the defendants in the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks.
I do not expect that the trial will begin in August of 2021 because there's just too much ground to cover between now and then.
Progress has stalled because no hearings have been held since February, when the coronavirus began limiting access to the island. Guantanamo's military court and prison have cost U.S. taxpayers at least $6 billion since the case against the 9/11 suspects began. Sasha Pfeiffer, NPR News.
For workers in the airline industry, Thursday could be a difficult day. That's when as many as 40,000 employees of the major U.S. carriers could get the word they're being laid off unless Congress comes up with another aid package between now and then. A clause in the initial $25 billion rescue package prevented layoffs from taking place until October 1st. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 131 points. You're listening to NPR. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the Greek island of Crete today, where he said the U.S. will use its diplomatic and military influence to mediate a border dispute between NATO allies, Greece, and Turkey. Joanna Kakissos reports from Athens. The dispute has flared up over energy exploration rights.
Speaking at the NATO airbase on Crete's Souda Bay, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said his country's relationship with the U.S. has never been stronger. Crete is the heart of the Eastern Mediterranean, he said, and the pulse of the Greek-American partnership. Pompeo announced that a new American expeditionary ship, the Herschel Williams, will be based in Souda Bay.
It's literally the perfect choice. In light of the facility's strategic location, and it's symbolic of a defense partnership that will continue to expand and to grow.
Pompeo said he wants Greece and Turkey to work out their border dispute through diplomacy. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Kids are going back to the classroom across New York City in what amounts to a major test of how the nation's largest public school system will fare in the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. New York State has had more than 33,000 COVID-19 deaths, the most in the U.S. New York City has over a million public school students. Families there have the option of choosing all remote learning. Nearly half have done so. Other students are opting to split their schooling between the classroom and home. Crude oil futures prices were sharply lower today. Oil down $1.31 a barrel to $39.29 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.